We've got hold of Meira Svirsky at the Clarion Project. She's an editor there. And the answer is Meira.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you so much for your vote of confidence. So I do want to say that as commentating in the name of the Clarion Project, I am trying to be totally objective. I'm not inserting my political opinions in here as much as is humanly possible. We are a nonprofit organization and we are not political. So it's not so simple. It's pretty mixed up, actually. I think what happened in the debate is Trump, as he often does, spouts off at the mouth, and a lot of times he misspeaks. And I believe, personally, based on how many times he has condemned white supremacy, that he really meant to say stand back and stand down instead of stand by. Now, that's just my personal opinion based on how many times he's condemned white supremacy. And it's really interesting that what you said, that the white supremacists are actually not behind Trump now. The biggest white supremacist, Richard Spencer, he has endorsed Biden.
Oh, gosh.
So it's kind of like this. Yeah, I know. It's a big mishmash. So the next day, I would have liked to have seen Trump, you know, immediately correct himself. I mean, that's maybe not possible at the debate. But the next day he did a press conference on his way out to the helicopter, and somebody asked him again about Proud Boys. Now it's interesting that Biden brought up Proud Boys, and Proud Boys is not a white supremacist organization. It's not even a racist organization. It may be extreme in other ways, and your listeners can look at our website. We did a big piece on the Proud Boys. But he said, like Trump usually does, like he'll comment on something that he doesn't necessarily know a lot about. So he said, I don't really know who the Proud Boys are. I don't know very much about them, but they should stand down and let the police do their job. So that's what he said the next day. So I look at that as a correction. Now, Biden, on the other hand, I think has a huge problem, because he refuses to condemn Antifa. Over and over again. Antifa is not just an idea. It's a highly organized Marxist anarchist group whose goal is basically to bring down the Republic, to take down the constitutional system of government. And it's a big problem. And there's this whole myth going around in the mainstream media that the white supremacists are behind the violence that has been seen in American cities. And that's just absolutely not That is absolutely not true. It's been, I would say, 99.999% left-wing violence from Antifa, the far left. So that's what we've been monitoring. And they'll do things like call, you know, this Proud Patriots. I think that was the name of the group that had this drive-through, this kind of like Trump supporting drive-through in Oregon. They'll call them white supremacist groups. They're not white supremacist groups. They're Patriot Prayer. I'm trying to remember the name of them. I'm sorry. But they're basically just, you know, your basic right-wing people. They're
basic right-wing, you know, people. Like there is a basic right-wing.
But they're not violent people. Okay. They're not violent people. And you haven't seen, you know, with all the lockdown protests, which were basically coming from, you know, right-wing pro-Trump people. There was no violence, you know, in the pro Second Amendment, which is the constitutional amendment that allows Americans to bear arms. You don't see the violence. You've only seen violence right now from Antifa and certain elements of Black Lives Matter.
All right,
that's really the honest truth.
So I just need some clarification from you, because I don't think that it's a matter of just semantics. A lot of people think left wing is liberal and right wing is conservative. They are not the same thing. So when you say your regular right wing, are you referring to conservatives or are you referring to
you're right wing? The semantics have gotten so crazy because now we have this whole left wing, which is really has become more the far radical left.
Yes.
And then you've got the regular liberals, which were the, you know, your basic Democrats of the old days supporting. And you're right, you have conservatives and then you have the far right.
Okay.
So we should really be a lot more precise.
Yeah.
When I'm saying your basic right wing people, I am really calling them you know, those are basic conservative people. They're not violent. They basically want government to stay out of their lives. They want to live their lives. They're Trump supporters. They like law and order.
They're, you know, your average conservative.
Not into cancel culture.
Yeah. So they're more your conservative voter.
That's a really important point that you make, and I should be more precise in my language. Thank you so much. Because we really see, like, there's about four, at least, but four main strata in American political life right now that you've identified.
Yeah. Okay. What's so interesting is that we live in a world in which a white supremacist, I can't remember, what did you say his name was?
Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer.
Most well-known white supremacist in America.
Okay, well, it's to my credit that I don't know who he is, but
yes, very good.
But it's so interesting that we live in a world in which this Richard Spencer, you know, can identify himself as a white supremacist. He's quite comfortable doing that, and not only that, but for his followers, saying, you know, who he's endorsing as his presidential candidate. What on earth is happening in the world, Meira? Why are we not questioning these things?
I think that personally, you know, growing up in the America where, you know, the Nazis were allowed to march in Skokie, and the liberals were completely okay with that, because that is the beauty of America in terms of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a famous saying, America has laws, I feel, that are much different than the rest of the world. We do not have hate speech laws. The only time that you can get in trouble for hate speech is if it immediately, like literally immediately, within the next 15 seconds, immediately is going to incite violence. Otherwise, hate speech is covered under the First Amendment. So the real true test of freedom of speech is the freedom to allow the person whose speech you detest to allow them to speak. And I do think that ultimately, that is the best way to organize a society, because we see how easily human beings, and especially human beings in power, devolve to pretty quickly to fascism. I mean, this is what we've seen with the far left. You don't agree with us, you know, you're canceled, your head's bashed in, your building is burned, no questions asked.
Yeah.
So I would rather live in a society where a person like Richard Spencer and his followers and all those white supremacists and Ku Klux Klan, I'd rather have them saying what they say. In fact, I'd rather have them out there, and then at least you know who they are and who you have to fight, as opposed to, you know, underground. We had a huge scandal not so long ago in Germany where they discovered that there was a whole network of neo-Nazis in the police and the armed forces. That's really, really frightening. I'd rather have Richard Spencer out there and, you know, okay, this is what I got.
Endorsing Biden. I mean, endorsing Biden. I mean, just getting back to the business of politics.
Mind boggling.
Yeah, it is mind boggling. So has there ever been a U.S. presidential candidate who has, you know, in his election speeches and on his campaign trail said, you know what, this particular extremist group, I don't want your vote?
All the time. People disavow endorsements all the time. That is not an unusual thing in American politics.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. I don't follow it that closely, but it's interesting that is the case. Meira, thank you so much. Lovely speaking to you. And it really is a pleasure to speak to you. Have a wonderful week.
Okay.
God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Meira Sversky. She is the editor at The Clarion Project. You can go and check out their website, clarionproject.org.